Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nainin M. Hang Singh. The government has decided to extend the cut-off date for exercising the option for Unified Pension Scheme by 3 months till 30th September of this year. The cut-off date will apply for the eligible central government employees, retirees and the legally wedded spouses of deceased retirees. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla yesterday said the Estimates Committee of the Parliament has consistently contributed to budgetary reforms aimed at improving transparency and aligning expenditures with national development goals. Addressing the inaugural session of the National Conference of Estimates Committees of Parliament and State or Union Territory Legislative Bodies in Mumbai, Mr. Birla said the committee has made impactful recommendations to improve the delivery of public services and to ensure the judicial use of taxpayer money.
ये पराक्रम समिति लोकतंत्र के इतिहास में आज गौरवशाली अपनी विरासत के साथ नई तकनीकी के साथ जवाबदेही के साथ काम कर रही है.
The two-day event has been organized to commemorate the 75 years of the Estimates Committee, Parliament of India. The speaker also released a souvenir to mark the occasion. United States President Donald Trump has announced that Iran and Israel have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire, which will come into effect in the coming hours. The announcement was made last night shortly after an Iranian missile attack on a U.S. airbase in Qatar. In a statement on Truth Social, Mr. Trump said that the ceasefire would begin once both countries have wound down and completed their ongoing final missions. According to the statement, the ceasefire will be implemented in stages. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday released a book titled Wings to Our Hopes, Volume 2 in New Delhi yesterday. This book contains the speeches delivered by President Draupadi Murmu between the period of August 2023 to July 2024. Speaking on the occasion, Defence Minister said India took the historic action under the Operation Sindoor, which injected fear in the minds of terrorists.
अपने सर्वोच्च कमांडर के नेतृत्व में हाल ही में हमारे देश की सेनाओं ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के तहत ऐतिहासिक सैन्य कार्रवाई की है और इस ऑपरेशन के सभी उद्देश्यों को हासिल किया है और आतंकियों के मन में भय का संचार करने में भी कामयाबी हासिल की है.
On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the book will make the upcoming generations aware about the welfare thoughts of the President Draupadi Murmu.
राष्ट्रपति जी ने जब अपना पहला संबोधन किया था तो एक प्रसिद्ध उड़िया भाषा के कवि है भीमो भाई, उनकी दो पंक्तियां उन्होंने रखी थी, मैं वो वहां पे दोहराना चाहूंगा. मो जीवन पछे नर के पड़ी था जगत उद्धार हो. इसका मीनिंग है कि चाहे स्वयं का जीवन बलिदान कर दें लेकिन राष्ट्र का उद्धार हो. इस भावना से राष्ट्रपति महोदय ने हमेशा अपने जीवन को जिया है और विश्व कल्याण की इसी भावना को वो आज भी हम सबके सामने एक उदाहरण के तौर पर रखती.
Train services between South Assam, Tripura, Manipur and Mizoram and the rest of the country via Guwahati have been suspended since Monday evening amid landslides impacting the railway track in the new half-long to Jatinga-Lumpur section of the Northeast Frontier Railway, NFR. NFR's Chief Public Relations Officer Kapinjal Kishore Sharma said Railways has already engaged manpower to clear the debris from the railway track. The Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, IDAN, will organize a free medical camp for government officers and staff tomorrow at the IDAN Office Capital Convention Center, Kohima, from 10 a.m. Nagaland Legislative Assembly Speaker Sharinga Nlongkuma will inaugurate the camp. A team of specialists from Medanta Hospital, Gurugram, including an oncologist, cardiologist and general practitioner, will offer consultations. Health screenings such as blood pressure checks, random blood sugar tests, ECG as advised, bone mineral density tests and pulmonary function tests will also be conducted. IDAN has encouraged all eligible staff to take advantage of the camp. A pre-Subroto Club Cluster 1 got underway at Chumukedima Football Stadium yesterday. The tournament is organized by the Department of Youth Resources and Sports in collaboration with Nagaland Football Association. District Sports Officer Chumukedima, Mr. Wutsuto, informed that the top two under-15 boys team from Cluster 1 will compete against the top teams from Cluster 2 at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima on the 30th of June. He also said that the winners at the state level in both the boys and girls categories will represent Nagaland and compete against teams from other states and union territories in New Delhi this August. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.